There's no road trip like Missouri Route 66. Part freedom, part adventure, all American. There are no miles between each destination. It is the destination. Missouri Route 66 is roadside joy and the best parts of life. So on its 100th anniversary, make some new memories on the Mother Road in the one state where it's like no other. Get Mo-stalgic on Missouri's Route 66. Start your road trip now at visitmo.com.
Fear, my friend, is devastating and can have lasting results. It can paralyze an individual and cause one to be helpless. Fear can stop the flow of God's power, leading one to a wrong belief system. Yet, a relationship with God and faith will conquer fear. Sometimes the spirit of fear can oppress an individual. We're told in Ephesians 6, verse 12, "We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Paul refers to fear as a spirit. It is a spiritual power and force that we need to bind and command in the name of Jesus. Matthew 18, verse 18 says, "Whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Fear is not from God. The Lord does not put you in bondage, but fear does. It will hold you in bondage. Job said, "The thing which I greatly feared is come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me." Fear gives birth to a lot of things in a person's life. To live in fear is a snare. It's like a bird caught in a net. And if your life is ruled by fear, you will be held captive in the net of life, waiting for the grim reaper to arrive, and he will come. But I have some good news. God can and will deliver us from fear. There is much to be afraid of in this world, but the only way to be truly fearless is to trust in Him who is greater than all fear. And that is Jesus Christ. The disciples panicked in the storm because they didn't fully realize who was in their ship. If they had, they would surely have known that whatever a storm might do to them, it could never overcome Him. So when we face our own storms and fears, as we all will, we can hear His voice telling us to be of good cheer. We can hear the voice of Jesus Christ saying, "Let not your hearts be troubled," not because everything is about to change for the better on the outside, but because He is with us on the inside. And we may be weak, but He is strong. We need to trust Him in our weakness. He will hold us up. He will help us at all times. He is our companion in trials. Christ is the first and the last. He has the keys to death, hell, and the grave. He is alive forevermore. So why should you fear?
Now let me tell you this. What we don't realize, what we sometimes forget, is that even when God does something for us, or when He is doing something for us, the enemy is always, always trying to take it from us. Trying to distract us, cause noise, cause an interruption, so that we can focus on everything but God. That's why there is a need for us to be sober and vigilant, not fearful. Don't be fearful, because that spirit of fear is prevalent right now. Be sober and vigilant. Keep your eyes on the prize, which is Jesus, not fear. Keep your eyes on God's word, not on every report that comes out with a new theory about what's going on in this world. Draw near to God, and He will draw near to you.
Resistance means struggling. And likewise for us as Christians, to build our strength, to build our faith, we need to resist the devil. We need to go through some struggles. We need to fight against the tempting ways of this world. And believe me, it's a fight. It's a fight when your spirit man is saying no, but your flesh is saying yes. It's a fight when you want and need to be strong, but you feel so weak. It's a fight to press on when you feel like giving up. And I encourage you, don't you dare give up. Luke 10:17 says, I have given you authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, you may not be trampling over serpents and scorpions, but you can be trampling over weakness, trampling over temptations, trampling over sinful desires. Life is truly about choices. Where are your choices leading you?
Well, a lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Now at Verizon, we're locking in low prices for 3 years guaranteed on my plan. And you can get a single line for just $45 a month when you switch and bring your phone. That's our best price ever on unlimited welcome with AutoPay plus taxes and fees guaranteed for 3 years. Because at Verizon, we got you. Visit your local Indianapolis Verizon store today. $20 monthly promo credits apply over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Price guarantee applies to then current base monthly rate. Additional terms and conditions apply.
You accept that this is a struggle, but choose to still believe God for a way out? Will you still choose to worship, to pray? Yesterday is in the past. And yes, we struggle with our decisions, but we have power over the enemy. We have been given power to defeat anything and everything that may tempt us to make the wrong choice and risk our relationship with God. And so understand me, it's okay to struggle with making the right decisions, but remember that although you may struggle, ultimately you have the power to overcome and be triumphant.
To trust God in the light is nothing, but to trust God in the dark, that is faith. True faith is keeping your eyes on God when the whole world around you is falling apart. Now, the best quote about faith comes from Matthew chapter 17, verse 20. So Jesus said to them, "Because of your unbelief, for assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you." I wonder how many Christians across the ages have tried to move mountains based on this verse. You see, faith plays a huge role in the Bible. Whether it's in the Old or New Testament you're reading, faith is paramount. It's a central theme in Scripture. The book of Hebrews traces the faith of the great biblical heroes across the generations, from Abel to Abraham to Moses to David, and how they overcame great obstacles to accomplish the purposes God had for them. But just what is faith? What does it mean? How do we get it? And what does it mean to live by faith? Hebrews 11 verse 1 tells us that, "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." This suggests to us that faith is not necessarily something tangible. It's not something you can put your hands on and control. Faith is the substance of hope and the evidence of the unseen. This means to me that if you can see it, it isn't faith. If you can explain it or control it, it isn't faith. Most of us try to orchestrate and control everything in our lives until we are faced with things outside of our control. And the truth is, most important things in our life are out of our control. We can eat healthy, exercise, and not smoke, but disease can still come knocking on our door. We can build magnificent buildings and structures, but we still must bow to the power of a tornado, hurricane, or earthquake. These things remind us that we are not in control. But I want you to understand that it's during times like these, when we feel out of control, that we are reminded of the purpose of faith. Faith enables us to be comfortably out of control. Even though we cannot control things like disease, nature, or death, we have faith that God has a plan and that God will have the last word.
God will never let you slip. So I urge you, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is King, and He invites you to come to Him for rest. The Bible says, "Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us." Looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before Him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Troubles can be a blessing for believers. You see, God uses our troubles to remind us that He is a deliverer. He is a savior. He is our hope and rescue. God is faithful to empower you to stand strong and victorious and not to be defeated. Understand that we are overcomers. The first principle to receiving a victory from God is to understand that He has already won. The battle has already been fought and He has already won. If we could only understand this, we have the victory. We have overcome. And yeah, it's a battle sometimes to be a Christian. But we know that Christ told us to take up our cross and follow Him. As we do this, we receive the rewards of victory in Jesus.
Friend, there are many, many reasons why God makes us wait. However, there are also many, many benefits to faithfully waiting on God. Psalm 27, verses 13 to 14 say, "I believe that I shall look upon the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." Waiting on God isn't just about waiting to receive that which you've prayed for, no. At times, waiting on God is all about teaching you a lesson. Other times, it's about developing patience within you or childlike faith within you. At times, God makes you wait until your own will bends and you become obedient enough to say, "Not my will, Lord, but your will be done." Have you ever thought about why it's so important to wait on God? Why can't we take matters into our own hands by faith? Why can't we make things happen and declare the name of Jesus throughout the process? As a young Christian, these were some of the questions I battled with. I honestly felt as though sometimes God took too long to answer my prayers. But here's the thing. Here's what I've learned. The reason we wait on God, the reason we are made to wait on Him, is because waiting symbolizes a lack of control. It symbolizes humility and obedience. Or rather, for some of us, waiting is the very thing that will teach us humility and obedience. God makes us wait because He is in control. And His control, it extends beyond that of a human. He knows that if you're given an answer too soon, with the way you are impatient, with the entitlement mentality that you have, or the need for control that you have, He knows that an answer to your prayers will not do you much good, but rather making you wait and purging you of all these destructive traits, it will make you a better man or woman, a better servant to the body of Christ. It will make you a better believer.
God will never let you slip. So I urge you, brothers and sisters, the Lord Jesus is King, and he invites you to come to him for rest. The Bible says, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking on to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Troubles can be a blessing for believers. You see, God uses our troubles to remind us that he is a deliverer. He is a savior. He is our hope and rescue. God is faithful to empower you to stand strong and victorious and not to be defeated. Understand that we are overcomers. The first principle to receiving a victory from God is to understand that he has already won. The battle has already been fought, and he has already won. If we could only understand this, we have the victory. We have overcome. And yeah, it's a battle sometimes to be a Christian. But we know that Christ told us to take up our cross and follow him. As we do this, we receive the rewards of victory in Jesus.
Luke 10:17 says, I have given you authority to trample over serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. Now, you may not be trampling over serpents and scorpions, but you can be trampling over weakness, trampling over temptations, trampling over sinful desires. Life is truly about choices. Where are your choices leading you? Choices. Will you accept that this is a struggle but choose to still believe God for a way out? Will you still choose to worship, to pray? Yesterday is in the past, and yes, we struggle with our decisions, but we have power over the enemy. We have been given power to defeat anything and everything that may tempt us to make the wrong choice and risk our relationship with God. And so understand me. It's okay to struggle with making the right decisions, but remember that although you may struggle, ultimately you have the power to overcome and be triumphant.
If you've ever searched for practical steps on how to be a godly man or woman, the first thing I'd like to tell you is that the Christian walk is a marathon, not a sprint. Many times, we expect to have giant-sized faith or a giant-sized anointing without realizing that it will cost you. The Bible says in Luke 14:28, "For which of you, desiring to build a tower, does not first sit down and count the cost, whether he has enough to complete it?" Will it cost you to have great faith? A type of faith that moves mountains? It will. Will it cost you to be mightily used by God? Will it cost you to be able to slay Goliath? It will. It will cost you because Jesus Christ demands you to carry your cross. That means your pride has to be crucified. Your selfish ambitions have to be crucified. Those worldly passions you love so much, they have to go. The only thing that should remain, the only one that should remain, is Jesus Christ. This is not to say you cannot enjoy life. This isn't to say you can't work hard and enjoy the fruits of your labor. No, what I am saying is, in all that you do, you put the Lord first. In all that you do, Jesus Christ should get all the glory. In all that you do, no idol should be found in your heart. To have great faith, it takes time. You have to invest in the Lord. You have to invest time in hearing the Word of God because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So what does this look like on a day-to-day basis? It takes you fighting day in and day out to subject your flesh and follow Christ. You have to fight to win each day. You have to fight to pray each day. And this includes fighting your busy schedule just so that you can find time to spend with God. Even the Bible says, "Do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself." So you have to fight to win the day. Fight to win today, because really, that's all we have. If you know you're lacking in prayer, then fight to pray today. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for the church service. Start today. The same thing applies if you know that you hardly, if ever, open the Word of God. Your fight should begin today. Now, one of the best ways to win your day is to begin the day with God. Look at how you start your day. Do you wake up with your phone in hand? Do you wake up with work on your mind? What's your morning routine when you wake up? Do you give God the first fruits of your day? Psalm 143, verse 8 says, "Let me hear in the morning of your steadfast love, for in you I trust. Make me know the way I should go, for to you I lift up my soul." If you search for God in the morning, you'll have direction for your day. You'll be uplifted in your soul because you've allowed God to come into your mind and heart before anything else in this world. That's why I believe that it will always work to your advantage when you put God first in the morning. Fight to have some quality time with the Lord. Fight to have one-on-one meaningful devotion with Jesus Christ. That's how you'll win your day. Now, Psalm 113, verse 3 says, "From the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised." So, for those asking, how do I become a man of faith? How do I become a woman of faith? Well, make sure you are praising the name of the Lord from sunrise to sunset. Because from the moment you wake up to the moment you go to sleep, your day is filled and polluted by so much worldliness, so much spiritual corruption. And so you have to fight to keep your mind focused on the Lord always. When you constantly praise the Lord, you are saying, "I would rather my heart and mind be focused on you, Jesus, rather than the distractions offered by the world." So fight to praise God in your heart and in your mind at every given opportunity. Fight to find something, a moment, an opportunity to speak to Him once more, to sing praises to Him. That way, you're always in tune. You develop a habit of always speaking to Jesus anywhere and everywhere. Your biggest challenge, however, when it comes to being a godly man or a godly woman, your biggest challenge is sin. Removing sin from your life is a fight. The Amplified Translation for Colossians 3, verse 5 says, "So put to death and deprive of power the evil longings of your earthly body, with its sensual, self-centered instincts, immorality, impurity, sinful passion, evil desire and greed, which is a kind of idolatry because it replaces your devotion to God." Your fight each and every day is to be mindful, to be careful, to be watchful, that by the grace of God you don't fall. Be on guard and alert so that you are not tripped up by temptation. Of course, no one is without sin in this world. However, how many of us wake up with a mind state of waging war against sin each and every day? How many of us fight and yearn to be better Christians each and every day? A godly man or woman does not tolerate or entertain sin. Because if you tolerate it, if you entertain it, then it becomes a habit, a deadly habit that hardens your heart and separates you from God. Cycles of sin are a downward spiral to hell. A sinful stronghold will weigh you down. It will derail you from the purpose of God on your life. Sin is a costly distraction. This should highlight to you the need to fight to win the day. And by all means, when you wake up, when you start your day, pray that the Lord gives you the grace needed for that day. You see, as a Christian, you will experience days where you feel like David standing on top of Goliath. And then there will be days you feel down, just like how Elijah felt when he was on the run from Jezebel. Saints, it's no secret that we all encounter days when you are strong and you can recite the Bible from the book of Matthew to Revelation, but there will also be days when you are weak. However, when you start the day with God, when you have built a routine that's centered on Christ, then you safeguard yourself, because although you're weak when the opportunity to sin or the thought of sin comes to knock on your door, it will find you in the middle of your morning devotions. It will find you in the middle of praising the name of God. It's harder to fall into sin when you are embedded in a daily routine that involves spending time with God or praising Him. When you truly become a man of faith or a woman of faith, you don't justify sin. There is no, because I was feeling so stressed or because I was tired. You don't make excuses for sin. Instead, you fight to win the day. Your source of strength to overcome sin is Jesus Christ, and so you should begin the day by tapping into your source of strength. A closer relationship with God doesn't just happen. You have to fight to make it happen. You have to fight your flesh, the sensual, self-centered instincts in your body. You have to fight the world. We live in a world that offers so many opportunities to dabble in sin, to experiment in sin, and so you need to fight to remain strong in the Lord. It takes work to foster a close relationship with the Lord. It takes commitment and resilience and grace to form daily habits that will safeguard you and enable you to win the day.
A lot of products say they're clean, but what does that mean? Ritual has high standards for what clean means, like their essential prenatal multivitamin, which is heavy metal tested, clean label project certified, and GMO-free. It features key mom-to-baby nutrients, like folate, choline, and omega-3. Clean isn't clean enough, especially during pregnancy. Get 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Breaking news, T-Mobile Network outperforms expectations in all sectors. Because T-Mobile helps keep you connected from the heart of Columbus to right where you are on America's largest 5G network. Switch now, keep your phone, and T-Mobile will pay it off up to $800 per line via prepaid card. Visit your local T-Mobile in Hilliard or learn more at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch. Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service port in 90 plus days. Device ineligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here.
Reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance.
Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.